Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
And websites. Bloomberg reports that the Deutsche Bank boss Christian Sewing has called on Germans to work harder if they want to get the country's economy back on track. Investors have been telling us for more than a year that they doubt Germany's and Europe's ability to perform, and even worse, the will to perform, Sewing said at a conference. Let's just go back to working as hard as the EU average, he urged his country's citizens. The German economy has been stagnating for years, and hopes that it would soon rebound have been recently dashed, with the IFO Economic Institute warning that the country was falling into crisis. EU citizens work around 34 hours a week on average, compared to just 28 hours in Germany. Sewing said at the conference, we simply have to tell our fellow citizens that we have to do more again. Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that Northern Ireland's business development agency, InvestNI, has opened a new Dublin hub in a bid to attract more investment from the south. The agency, which recently opened similar hubs in London and Brussels, is aiming to exploit the North's unique post-Brexit position of having dual access to the EU and UK markets for goods. According to InvestNI's executive director, Steve Harper, the new Dublin location will afford the agency a bigger space to exhibit and host seminars, while providing a strategic meeting place for Northern Ireland companies and stakeholders wishing to scope export opportunities in the south. The new premises, located on City Quay in Dublin Docklands, will also house Tourism NI's southern office. The Financial Times reports that cyber attacks pose a risk as big as terrorism and flooding. According to two of the world's biggest insurance groups that are calling for state support to help the industry absorb losses. The insurer Zurich and Marsh McLennan, the world's biggest insurance broker, say in a new report that cyber threats are outpacing the ability of traditional insurance and risk management approaches to fully mitigate them. It proposes a number of steps to address this, including creating public-private partnerships to share losses from currently uninsurable events, such as cyber attack that causes a widespread failure of key infrastructure. Some countries have already created state-backed schemes to share flood and terrorism losses. At some point, cyber events can potentially become large enough to move outside of the insurance industry and become societal, said Tom Regan from Marsh McLennan. The report said then the need to consider state support was driven by the continuing transformation of the digital economy, the blending of physical processes with virtual control, and the growing role of new technologies, most recently generative AI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.